Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
So, Annie.
Yes.
Are you excited for episode number 2?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we are together. I think we told y'all on the first episode, we are trying different methods.
Yes.
And I really wanted to do it this way, mm-hmm. where Annie and I are together so I can see the reactions on her face. No delay. However, what's so funny is we are so close to each other.
We're sitting very closely.
We are very cozy right now, and I've even had to turn off the air. So it's a little warm as well. So yes. We're doing all the things. However, we are together, recording on one mic.
Yes.
So we are having a joyous time, and we are sipping on our drinks for our edition of Sex and the City viewing.
Yes.
For this happy hour. What are you drinking on, Annie?
I'm drinking a gin and tonic made with Empress Gin.
It's pretty.
Which is purple gin. If you haven't seen it, it is very, very pretty and very delicious.
Yes. And I stuck with my Dark and Stormy. I just love ginger beer so much. Ginger beer.
It is delicious.
So good. And today's episode of Sex and the City, Season 1, Episode 2, is titled, you ready?
Okay.
It's called Models and Mortals. Can
Ooh.
You tell me what you think
okay.
is going to happen and what this episode is about?
Models and Mortals. I guess it's too early for plot lines to continue.
Is it?
Big has already been introduced.
True.
I'm thinking too much into this. Okay. I think that models, they're going to discuss dating models and how attractive, if that's too much, if you're dating a model and like if there's some kind of brain relationship with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a conversation about like models and dating someone who's too, you think is too pretty for you or is like too pretty. And then the mortals part, somebody experiences heartbreak.
Okay. As generic as we can get.
I think I'll get better at these when I get to know.
Grasp, that's fair.
Yeah, but right now, like, models and mortals, unless you're talking about, like, Adonis and gods and Hercules.
Yes, I love it. And if we find some really entertaining parts, and if y'all are interested, we may do a really bad reading of some of these episodes. I mean, there's definitely some good bits in here. And yeah.
You remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Gabriel Mocht is in this one, who I had a huge crush on because he was like on a lot of romantic comedies. Mm-hmm. I think he was on Suits.
Okay.
And we're in with the intro.
Yes. And we're doing a very sad dance, but joyous.
How dare you?
Sad, but joyous.
Are you saying I'm a sad dancer?
No. No.
It may not be wrong.
You can't bring around any more of these so-called models, Nick. It's too depressing.
I don't know if I've ever met a person who would tell someone they can't bring somebody to an event, no matter what.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
I've had friend groups splinter and fracture for sure. And it usually wasn't like, you can't, but it was heavily implied, please do not do this.
Yes.
I've had people I wish I had been like,
me too.
Please don't bring them around.
I never had the courage to do that.
What I want to know is, when did all the men get together and decide that they would only get it up for giraffes with big breasts?
So mean to each other, aren't they? Miranda's a little too abrupt on that one.
I hate my thighs.
Oh, come on.
I can't even open a magazine without thinking thighs, thighs, thighs.
Well, I'll take your thighs and raise you a chin.
I'll take your chin and raise
you. This is very familiar.
Yeah.
We all do this.
What? Oh, come on.
I happen to love the way I look.
And this is where I do love. At first, I was very taken aback, but the fact that Samantha just is quiet. And when they wait for her to say something deprecating about herself, she's like, what? I like the way I look. I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you're saying it's easy to meet them?
No, not so easy. The trick is, you gotta treat them like the regular girls. You gotta be able to roll into a place.
Super sexist. This conversation.
Conversation is very sexist. It's about dogs and things. What are you calling women things?
You call them things.
Yeah. Well, they are things. They're beautiful things.
Shouldn't you be spending the night with some girl from the show?
Nah, I never date models. I think they're stupid.
Have you ever had a one-night stand?
No. I only tried the one time and
left. Oh, yeah.
Left.
I had a one-night stand. It wasn't purposeful, but I was super embarrassed, so I'd never talk to him again. Ghosted real hard.
Did he try to contact you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I think he told me he had poems.
Oh, no.
So
I mean, that's
fine. I abruptly disappeared, yeah. The poem part wasn't that freaked me out. It was just everything else, but he was one of those.
Mm.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'd like to move back to Iowa and have kids and be a cop.
Good old Iowa boy, this model. He's just a city boy.
Is that what?
No, wait. He's just a country boy.
I was about to say.
I got that wrong.
You've been in a... You did grow up in a very small town, but...
To be fair, it probably is. If you know anything about my hometown, we would go to Canton, Georgia, which people still don't know.
Yeah.
And that was a city to me.
Right. Mine was Gainesville, Georgia, and then Dawsonville, Georgia.
Right.
Eventually got big enough.
Yeah.
Don't you want to go out with a girl your own age?
It's got nothing to do with age. I think you're luminous.
Yoda! Luminous beings are we.
None of that's the reference here, but okay.
I think it was a Star Wars reference.
As
everything in my book is a Star Wars reference.
But the thing is this. After a while, you just want to be with the one that makes you laugh.
After a while, you just want to be with the one that makes you laugh. Because apparently models can't be funny.
Exactly.
And you can't be a model if you're funny.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. See ya. So he stalks her at this coffee shop that she told him. That's where she writes sometimes. That was part of that.
Mm-hmm.
To tell her two sentences and to walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, I always find that so interesting in shows like this. I'm like, how did you know she was there?
She says sometimes she's there. So he went and stalked her. Busy New York Times. And she happened to be there. Perhaps that model hasn't left her apartment yet and she had to go.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
All right, you did it.
There we go.
Episode two. However.
We did.
So you were halfway right. So I'll give you a half credit.
Thank you. Thank you.
They do talk about the model standard. Here we do see a lot of things that if it was portrayed today, they would get a lot of hell for it. Especially for like sweeping it under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
The way they talk about women in general, mm-hmm. the way they talk about models, because that's such a stereotype played in so deeply
mm-hmm.
that it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And also, it was one of those putting down women in order to feel better about yourself moment that you're like, why?
Right. Yeah. And the binary we discussed also. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it still is interesting to me. I keep trying to imagine watching this in 98, was it? I would be curious at how much of like a breakdown of time they spend together versus like when they're off on their own separate adventures.
Yeah. So it is interesting because you do get to see all the perspectives, and I appreciate that for sure because you do have a lot of different tales to tell. And we didn't see much of Charlotte's.
Mm-mm.
I just realized that. She wasn't really a big part of this conversation, but she will come back to the whole hating her thighs moments. Mm-hmm. We do see her do that. This episode is one of the more cringy episodes to me because of things like that. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But I do also love kind of the interactions that they have and trying to understand a little bit of each other. And I say that very loosely. I also love Sam's perspective of herself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to do that. I want to be able to exude that.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Maybe.
I'm getting closer.
Okay.
I'm getting closer. But there's definitely still like, I'm going to need to change this and this and this about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, there you go. So tell me, which one was the better episode? This one or the first one? We're going to start doing rankings.
I guess I liked the first one better. But it's tough. I mean, it can, and it's kind of like I've been commenting on this whole time. You can tell these conversations are meant to stir up like the kind of talk that gets people going. Like,
right.
How could you, like, would you, Dima, what's your celebrity you would have? Like,
right.
They're meant to do that. And so I think, you know, in the beginning, they're still filling out. They're trying to get people talking about it, but also still filling things out. And so it's interesting. I'm excited for, like, when I reach the point when I know the characters really well and I could just kind of be like, okay.
Okay.
I'm invested and I know, like, who's going to do what, or I have a better idea of the shenanigans they might get into.
So many shenanigans.
Oh, I anticipate a lot of shenanigans. But I did really enjoy, even though it was problematic in the sense they were, you know, talking about parts they didn't like. I did like that scene where they were eating together and just talking like that. That was probably my favorite.
That was very real.
Moment,
that
yeah.
was very real of, like, not wanting this or how you feel about that. To me, this is not just a girl thing. It's just the overall insecurity of trying to figure out the entirety of comparing yourself mm-hmm. and what feels damaging and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And to have at least one character to be like, nah, I'm feeling myself.
Yeah.
It's again, very like, that's a good changeup. I like that.
Yeah.
And I think originally, again, like I said, I was taken aback. I was like, you're not supposed to say that as a woman. You're never supposed to be okay with what you look like. What?
Right, right.
And to have that now in hindsight, it's like, God, I wish I'd learned that for myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But all that to say. And there you go. We are finished with episode 2.
of 94.
So many more. And we hope we haven't bored you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, let us know what you think. Let us know what your opinions are and how you saw this. Maybe it's a little different view. We'd love that.
Yes. Well, this has been so fun. It's been so cool to see you in person, Samantha. Listeners, we hope that you're enjoying this, maybe watching along. Definitely let us know if there's something we should be keeping track of, or like fun counts we could do, fun games we could do. Maybe we'll do a watch event. All of these are options. And also, don't worry, like, we're not, this is just a fun, eventually very long segment we're testing, but all of our other content staying the same. We'll be back with some more non-Sex and the City happy hours of all kinds. But we do hope you're having fun. As always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StephaneverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our amazing super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stephane Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.